Sophia, HAWC plus Observations of the Crab Nebula, Dust Properties from Polarized Emission, by Jeremy Chasinet et al. Supernova remnants, SNRs, are well-recognized dust producers, but their net dust production rate remains elusive due to uncertainties in grain properties that propagate into observed dust mass uncertainties, and determine how efficiently these grains are processed by reverse shocks. In this paper, we present a detection of polarized dust emission in the Crab Pulsar Wind Nebula, the second SNR with confirmed polarized dust emission after Cassiopeia A. We constrain the bulk composition of the dust with new SOFIA, HAWC plus polarimetric data in band C89UM and band D154UM. After correcting for synchrotron polarization, we report dust polarization fractions ranging between 3.7 to 9.6% and 2.7 to 7.6% in three individual dusty filaments at 89 and 154UM, respectively. The detected polarized signal suggests the presence of large greater than 0.05 to 0.1 um grains in the Crab Nebula. With the observed polarization, and polarized and total fluxes, we constrain the temperatures and masses of carbonaceous and silicate grains. We find that the carbon-rich grain mass fraction varies between 12 and 70%, demonstrating that carbonaceous and silicate grains coexist in this SNR. Temperatures range from 40 kelvins to 70 K and from 30 kelvins to 50 K for carbonaceous and silicate grains, respectively. Dust masses range from 10 to the power of minus 4 mSol to 10 to the power of minus 2 mSol for carbonaceous grains and to 10 to the power of minus 1 mSol for silicate grains, in three individual regions. This was SOFIA, HAWC plus Observations of the Crab Nebula, Dust Properties from Polarized Emission, by Jeremy Chasinet et al.